Yeah, time now to head over there to America, and Dick Fane joins us on the line. Morning, Dick.
Hey guys.
The US survived a bit of a scare this morning in the World Cup soccer game.
They did, and boy, just really didn't play all that well. I watched the entirety of the second half. I was not able to watch the first half, but just really, it was a very physical game against Spain. Spain really a young, talented team that really tried to rough up the more veteran Americans, but I was just disappointed. I said this on the air yesterday. I got a lot of soccer fans' feathers all riled up because I was being really critical of not only the American play, but just also the style of play, and that they have taken this flopping that we see in the men's World Cup, and now they've put it into the women's World Cup, and it's just truly unfortunate, I think. I mean, I counted seven different times where there was non-contact on an American player, and they fell down and stayed down for an extended period of time. And that to me is just it's borderline unwatchable, guys. And so I don't know how it is with the Australian team. I don't know how it's going with the rest of the World Cup, because honestly, I haven't really been watching the non-American games in the World Cup. But it's bothersome to me. And the Americans are going to have to step it up a little bit, because they can't just coast into a World Cup championship. They are the most talented team in the world, but not by a great margin anymore. They're getting older, and they got tested by Sweden a little bit, and they're going to be really tested by France on Friday. They will lose to France if they play the same type of game that they played against Spain.
Always love your thoughts, mate. We call it diving here. And yeah, if you watch a lot of soccer, Dick, you better get used to it, mate.
I know.
It's the scourge of the code, unfortunately. I think it's w really well accepted in true soccer countries, but in countries like the US of A, in our country here in Australia, where we've got other codes. You call it flopping, we call it diving, but it is unfortunately a scourge of that code, and it always, riles soccer people when you describe it, because they just see it as part of the game. But yeah, we see it as you see it, Dick. It is terribly frustrating. What did you make of the NBA draft?
I thought the NBA draft was entertaining. We don't really have a lot of guys up at the top of the draft this year that are projected to be superstars. I mean, really, you can probably draw a line after Zion Williamson and Ja Morant as the guys that you could really say if they don't turn out to be perennial all-stars, that's kind of underachieving. I mean, Zion is going to be a guy. We've really never seen the type of play that Zion brings at his size. I mean, his agility, his athleticism, his speed at his size, we've never seen that before. So just because of that, he's going to be able to be a tremendous success in the NBA. Now, other things make you a superstar. I mean, will he have those other intangibles that will take him from all-star level to LeBron James-esque level? We don't know that. But certainly all of the tangible things, all the athletic things in Zion Williamson's game should indicate that he can name the amount of all-star games he wants to play in. And Ja Morant is going to be a spectacular point guard in this league. He's perfectly suited for what the NBA does right now. He is a point guard, but he's also a scoring guard. And he is another player that I think is just going to be fabulous for the next 15 years in the NBA. The rest of the guys, starting at RJ Barrett and going down, towards the bottom of the top 10. I mean, they're all kind of coin tosses, guys. They're guys that that we like some elements of their game, and if they get put in the right fit, I think they could potentially be all-star players. But a lot of them won't be put in the right fit and won't develop the way we want them to, and unfortunately, will kind of flame out. But those top two, I think you're pretty safe in saying those guys are going to be perennial all-stars starting very quickly.
Yeah, talking about all-stars, Giannis won the MVP award.
Yeah, he did, and rightfully so. I mean, there was some debate on ESPN this morning over whether James Harden should have gotten it or not, but Giannis took just a tremendous step in his game this year, and it was unfortunate for him that he was not able to have the great playoff series against Toronto, because if he would have played his MVP level basketball against Toronto. It would have been Milwaukee playing in the finals and not Toronto, but Toronto did a great job bottling him up, so he was not able to really succeed. But you know, the votes are based on what you do in the regular season, and you know, to score as much as he does and to do it in various different ways, he's going to be a guy that's going to compete for the MVP on a yearly basis. Now, we've been kind of waiting for him to arrive over the first couple, 3 years of his career, but we keep forgetting he was very, very young when he entered the NBA, and so now he's gotten a chance to season himself a little bit, and I anticipate him still, he's still got 3 or 4 years of growth probably until he reaches his pinnacle, where he's at his prime. I mean, he's still on the ascent, so I would anticipate that Giannis will probably win another MVP before it's all said and done.
I got a couple of text messages in just here, Dick. What's Leonard doing? Kawhi Leonard? What's he up to?
The $1 million question, the $150 million question, the Kawhi Leonard question. Yeah. I would anticipate that he leaves Toronto. The Clippers are a favorite right now. The New York teams are definitely going to be vying for his services as well. I don't think he's going to go to the Lakers, although if he did go to the Lakers, I mean, you could pretty much just lock up the championship and throw away the key and give it to the Lakers if they had Kawhi Leonard along with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But I don't think he's going to go there. I would say, you know, the Clippers really angling for him, and they would love to answer what the Lakers did by trading for Anthony Davis, by bringing a superstar into the other team in Los Angeles that actually had a better year than the Lakers did last year and was very impressive in the playoffs. I don't know if any of you saw any of that playoff series against Golden State, but they gave Golden State some fits in that playoff series, and so they've got a pretty good young team. If they were to add Kawhi to it, they could definitely be a title contender. What's interesting, guys, is that I think Vegas is already showing their cards a little bit, as they have the Clippers all the way down at 10-1 versus where I think they should be with their current roster. I think the Clippers should be 25-30-1 to win the championship. Vegas already has them at 10-1. So they've already put in that buffer where they think Kawhi's probably going to land there, and they don't want to get caught napping where bunch of people putting 30-1 money on the LA Clippers, and then Kawhi lands there, and all of a sudden that 30-1 is the greatest value in all the NBA.
I might have a look to see what we're paying over here, Dick.
Yeah.
Well, can we look up quickly, TK,
yes,
what it's playing?
Yes,
and also, Kevin Durant not happy with Golden State Warriors.
Well, you know, I think the Kevin Durant thing is going to be very, very interesting. He has got a decision to make, and his decision is, do I take a player option this year and play, which I believe is for $31 million, and just rehab with Golden State and play potentially in the playoffs, because that's probably when he's going to be ready to play. We don't know if he's going to be 100% ready to play for next year's playoffs. Does he go that way and stay with the ownership that he's familiar with, the players he's familiar with, the training staff he's familiar with, or does he sign a mega deal, multiple-year deal with some other team, but spend that first year with the other team rehabbing and sitting on the bench and not playing with the guys? And, you know, I really don't know. I would almost lean towards, you know, if I was Kevin Durant's counsel, I would almost say, why don't you just stay where you're comfortable right now for one more season, get right, potentially win a championship, because Klay Thompson will be back by next year's playoffs. You could be back by next year's playoffs. You could get some revenge and win a championship and make that your final year in Golden State and then move on. But it'll be interesting to see if he does that or not.
You're a good man. Thank you for that, Dick. The LA Lakers are the NBA favorites, $4. Milwaukee, $7. Golden State, $9. LA Clippers, $13, if you want to have a speculator bet there.